Do I have buyer's remorse on my PlayStation 5? Yeah, kind of. Now, the PlayStation 5 is a great console in terms of hardware. There's no denying that. I love the DualSense. And the system's so big, it feels like it's keeping me company when I'm alone. But when it comes to the dashboard, the online store, it just seems very dead. Like nothing's going on. When it comes to the store, it's hard to find games. Their categories and lists really don't make sense. They mix games that are not even released with games that are released, just to make it seem like there's more going on than there is. So most of the time, there's really no point to going to the store or going through the dashboard at all. Check it once a month for any free games, and you're set. Now, I bought a PlayStation 3 at launch, and I was severely disappointed in the games they offered, at least for the first year. Whereas with the Xbox 360, I had a blockbuster after blockbuster hits. Plus, Xbox Live Arcade blew up the indie scene on consoles, so I had no reason to play my PlayStation 3. Eventually, a few good games would come, like the first Last of Us, which was a good game for the time. But by then, I had already sold my PlayStation 3, and until I bought my PlayStation 5, I never really looked back, missing probably the best generation of games Sony had on the PlayStation 4, other than the PlayStation 2. But again, Xbox had me covered, even with the slim pickings on the Xbox One. To this day, I still enjoy my Xbox One X, but the PlayStation 5, I hardly even touch. Now, I played all the first party games I missed out on the PlayStation 4 on my PlayStation 5, and to tell you the truth, I really didn't miss much. Ratchet & Clank has never been my thing. The God of War series is okay. The new one is kind of annoying. The boys, what does it? Maybe because I don't have any kids. Now, Ghost of Tsushima is good, but suffers from basic design choices that doesn't encourage exploration. For example, I came across this beautiful valley, and I thought to myself, wow, look at this place, something exciting has to happen here. But nothing did. It wasn't until a little further down the road when I had to trigger the mission by talking to an NPC that took me back to this location, which prompted a duel. And at that moment, I felt cheated because I had already come across this location, so it wasn't new and exciting for me. Now, what should have happened was, once I reached that location, then the duel should have automatically triggered, making exploration much more exciting instead of having to go find NPCs to start missions. But other than that, and maybe go stranding if you're into walking simulators, I didn't really miss much on the PlayStation 4, at least when it comes to first party titles. And now, when I compare the games and the potential games that will come to both systems, again, Xbox has me covered. Not only covered, but it will actually save me money while playing more games than I ever did before. Obviously, through Game Pass. Yes, just like the PlayStation 3, the games worth playing will eventually come to PlayStation 5. But again, those games may not be for me. Ratchet & Clank is a no. God of War Ragnarok is also a no. And Horizon? That's a big fat no. Still, given all that, I won't get rid of my PlayStation 5, even though their flagship titles may not be for me. Because you never know what's around the corner. Hopefully Remedy's next project can be something exciting. Forsaken is looking pretty good. And of course, the very reason why I bought a PlayStation 5 to begin with, Stray. We have Stray to look forward to. Plus, until then, I still have my Xbox to bring me a variety of games that I know I will like and won't give me buyer's remorse.